Special education students are incarcerated at higher rates than their K through 12 peers, according to preliminary data gathered by Wyoming Public Radio. Reporter Tennessee Watson has more.
On a tour of the Juvenile Services Center in Cheyenne, Sergeant Jay Stewart explains that juvenile offenders stay here for an average of 49 days. But whether they're here for a week or a year, kids are required to go to school.
Education for us is huge. Reason being, we see the result of where, if they're not getting their education, they continue down that same path.
The path Stewart is referring to leads to prison. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, adults without high school diplomas are more likely to be incarcerated. So to help kids stick with their studies, the detention center has a Laramie County School District number one teacher on site full time. His name is Nate Munter.
Yeah, we've had good success because it's a smaller classroom, so it's more individualized.
Munter has help from a classroom assistant, and he says the deputies on duty will sit down and work with students too. Munter says the kids really benefit from that level of support, and many of them come with individualized education programs.
Just a guess, I would say it's probably 50%.
Known as an IEP, it's a federally required plan that families and schools follow to ensure students with mental, physical, behavioral, and cognitive disabilities can access education. Around 14% of K-12 students in Wyoming have an IEP, according to data from the Wyoming Department of Education. But as Munter noted, around half of his students have one. Sergeant Jay Stewart of the Juvenile Services Center has a theory about what's happening.
Some of that is those kids don't want to go to school. So, and then that's where they wind up being truant, and then they're doing other things while they're not at school, and then come here.
But a school district official is less willing to speculate.
There's just so many factors that go into the numbers that you're talking about, the 50%. It's very difficult to make a correlation to why or what impacts that.
Eric Jackson is the assistant director for instruction for Laramie County School District number one. Without more data, he says he can't say whether special education students are somehow more likely to end up in the juvenile justice system than their non-special ed peers. And statewide data is hard to wrangle. The number of special education students involved in the juvenile justice system is not something the Wyoming Department of Education actively analyzes, according to communications director Michelle Panos. So Wyoming Public Radio reached out to districts directly for numbers from the 2018-19 school year. Based on a response from just over half of Wyoming school districts, about 40% of incarcerated students had an IEP. Juvenile offenders can also end up at the Wyoming Boys School and Girls School, where the percentage of special education students has been on the rise. In 2018, the number of students with IEPs at the Boys School had climbed to 46%. At the Girls School, the percentage has reached roughly 26%. The Park County School District No. 6 Special Education Director says this begs some important questions.
And the first one that comes to my mind is, are we adequately meeting the needs of these students?
Peg Monteith says that population has challenges.
They're at risk because they have a disability to begin with, so their educational program and progress may be a struggle. And that just kind of gets a ball rolling with other at-risk behaviors. It's like a snowball effect, I guess.
She says without adequate support, a special education student might not feel engaged and not want to attend school, and might numb feelings of failure and inadequacy with alcohol or drugs. This could eventually lead them to trouble.
It makes us look at the brutal facts. Where do we drop the ball with these kids? No finger pointing, but let's sit down and do some problem solving.
Monteith says, yes, schools can do more, but it's not an issue they can solve alone. And agencies like the Wyoming Department of Education and law enforcement and child and family services need to work together.
If we are somehow missing the boat with this many kids with disabilities, how do we identify the common denominator, and how do we begin to look at our system and where the cracks are, where the potholes are, what's going on that is preventing us from doing a better job?
Monteith says Those questions would be easier to answer with statewide data. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.
Tennessee Watson is currently enjoying her Nieman Fellowship at Harvard, but she'll be back in 2020 to follow this story and other juvenile justice issues.